it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Happy Show Cause Day!
If you don't know what that is, we'll tell you a little bit later. Now, this is the PHNX Sun Devils show. I'm Anthony Tocher, this guy right here. This is Eric Ruby, the zookeeper himself. We got DJ Danielle behind the Mac making it all happen. Guys, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button. And if you're listening for the very first time on audio, or if you're a regular listener and you haven't done it already, leave a 5-star review. Hell,
five.
I would say, honestly, contact support on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcast. Tell them, hey, you know what? This podcast is so damn spicy. I want to give it a 6-star review. That's what I want.
That's what you want?
That's what I want. I want a 6-star review, but I don't really care what you want right this second. I'm not taking it.
I didn't even say anything.
I know.
Dude,
I'm not trying today. To come at you
for
today.
No reason.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm feeling feisty today.
You're throwing me under the bus. You're telling me you don't care what I think.
I had one cup of coffee this morning, and I'm juiced, guys.
Dude, I'm juiced. You are something else today, man.
It is what it is.
You are something else.
We got a lot to talk about today, okay? We're going to be talking about the Chris Cartman Sun Devil Source Report in terms of some of the show cause penalties that Arizona State's former coaching staff are going to be kind of suffering, I guess, at this point. A couple of coaches that have yet to actually agree to their part in the investigation. We're also going to be talking about the one, the only, Regina Jackson. If you're a true Arizona State fan, my goodness, you know about Jaden Daniels' mother, and we're going to tell you a little bit about her. We're also going to be talking about Kenny Dillingham in the current ASU Sun Devils. They wrapped up their second to last practice this spring. We got some Kenny Dillingham sound kind of alluding to what fans can expect to see in the spring game this Friday. We've also got some ASU hoops news that we're going to be discussing at the tail end of the show. That's a lot. That was a lot that we discussed right then and there. And the reason I don't really want to know what's going on with you right now is because I want to know how Danielle's doing. I feel like Danielle hasn't produced one of our shows in a minute.
Of course I want to know how Danielle's doing.
I haven't been here in a long time.
I know. How are you?
Well, the Coyotes moved.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's not good.
Yeah, you know, we're hanging in there. But other than that, other than losing my new passion for hockey, we're doing great.
Well, can I interest you in some investigations?
Woohoo.
This is what we can provide you.
That's what I'm excited about.
I've been gone a long time. Things are going great in Sun Devil athletics land, aren't they?
Honestly,
okay,
not horrible. They've been worse.
It definitely could also be worse.
It could be worse.
A lot of what we're about to talk about are, you know, repercussions for people who are no longer associated with this program.
Correct.
For what they did while they were associated with this program, which stinks. But at the end of the day, like, the blowback on ASU is not great.
Not a lot.
It's not a big blowback on ASU. It's more on the individuals and what they did while they were here.
Absolutely. So we can go ahead and get into a lot of this. Look, we're going to be referencing a lot, again, of an article by Chris Cartman in Sun Devil Source. Did some phenomenal work the other day. And again, Chris Cartman always does a really solid job with his reporting, one of the lead reporters for Arizona State. So let's go ahead. Let's get into it. Starting with Grandpa Herman himself. Herm is going to, he's accepted a 5-year show cause penalty. Now, for those of you that don't know what a show cause penalty is, because I saw a lot of questions regarding that on social media and the article in general, show cause penalty means that A, they've accepted somewhat of responsibility to exactly the situation and the investigation that Arizona State was in and their part in the investigation. Now, we'll discuss some of the other show cause penalties where there were individuals who didn't necessarily fully cooperate with the NCAA and investigators. Herm Edwards, again, agreeing to a 5-year show cause penalty, which means if he were to ever be hired, right, over the course of the next 5 years, by a Division One football program, that university would have to accept the sanctions and violations and penalties handed down to Herm Edwards.
Well, geez, now I guess Herm Edwards won't get hired by any D1 football programs. Oh, no, that changes everything.
Well, look, it's less for Herm, right? Less for Herm about the idea of getting back into college coaching. I don't think there's anybody out there, and I was having a conversation with somebody today just in terms of, like, what exactly does a show cause do for a guy like Herm Edwards, who went 18-28 at Arizona State following, you know, the vacated wins and just the entire investigation. Well, for Herm, it's less of like, oh, he's not going to get a coach again, because I think Herm, you know, his experiment back into coaching, we saw it fall flat on its face, if you want to use the train analogy. Shit crashed off a cliff, went straight into the ocean. But for Herm, it's more of a reputation thing, right? Herman Edwards, former NFL defensive back, former NFL coach for such a long time. He was an esteemed, respected former NFL personality. He had the cushy job at ESPN. This is definitely a slap on that reputation of, like, Herm Edwards, resident nice guy.
Okay, but does it really impact anything that Herm's doing right now? Is ESPN going to walk up to Herm Edwards and say, yeah, we're not going to have you on our coverage anymore? Because it already was like, him leaving ASU in the way they left it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing, and yet he still just waltzed back in.
Yeah.
Walked right back into his cushy little analyst job and talked about loyalty and, you know, communication and programs and stuff like that. So to me, it's less about, what does it say about Herm Edwards and his reputation, and now he can't be squeaky clean Herm walking around anymore. To me, it shows more, he was a massive part of this.
He was. He knew exactly what was happening.
If there was a small percentage of people, Michael Crow, that said that Herm Edwards was not at fault, he was more of a victim than anything.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
If there are people out there that still believe that, this, above anything else, just proves he was at fault. Now, it's not the biggest penalty, but it's still a big one, okay? So anybody who's coming in here, which I don't think any actual rational ASU fan is defending Herm Edwards still, there has been very public declarations that that man is not at fault, and that is completely false.
I do want to, there are a couple different ways that I want to spin this. There was a question earlier by James that I think is a very interesting question, due to the recent stuff going on in Arizona sports. And I'm going to take it a step further. Who is worse, Herman Ray or Alex Morello for Valley Sports?
Last I checked, ASU is still here.
ASU is still here. However, the entire, like, not legacy, but now Arizona State been hit with the most NCAA violations of any Division I program in NCAA history. You've got a former NFL legend who was hired by his buddy, looked like it was some, you know, cheap, like, just sketchy stuff going on for Arizona State, led the program into an absolute dumpster fire. And then you got Alex Morello who.
Okay. The answer is Alex Morello.
Is it?
Alex Morello? As terrible as all of this is, the former Coyotes players got off a plane in Utah today. Okay, like, that's worse. That's 100% worse.
I just wanted to pose the question. That's all.
I know, I get it. Listen, they both suck. And, like, for ASU and Coyotes fans, which there's a lot of crossover, that sucks. But
yeah, not fun times.
Yeah, no, not if you're both. Not if you're both. Or if you're throwing a Suns fandom.
Yes, Valley Sports are Valley Sporting. But with ASU, like, everything we're talking about, like, with Herm and Ray, like, that is, it's all technically in the past, even though everything is coming down right now. Everything is in the past. So the fact that you can at least move on past this, we're pulling the office now. It clearly shows what the right answer is. I'll stay vague so Espo can answer.
Who has been worse for the Valley? Herm Edwards and Ray Anderson or Alex Morello?
Well,
The Sun Devils are still
here. Yeah, it's Alex Morello. Like, it's always okay, Alex Morello. So
it's Alex Morello.
Okay.
Because the NCAA has no teeth. So your punishment is, all right, we gave ourselves a bowl ban in a year. We weren't going to a bowl anyways. Oh, we lose a scholarship. The Coyotes got the death penalty, basically.
Yeah. Hey, maybe they'll be back. Maybe they'll be back.
I mean, yeah, they might be. But like I said, everything we're talking about with ASU is about a past regime. Yeah. And yes, everything's coming down now to figure it all out. But at the same time, like, it is in the past. And the thumbnail for this episode is it's over. And I'm
it's almost over.
I'm sure there are going to be more details that come out. And obviously there's some things we need to get to, like regarding Antonio Pierce and stuff like that, where there's still stuff that's out there. But all in all, like, that era has, it's shut.
Yeah.
It's over, because anything that comes down now still doesn't affect ASU. It affects individuals, just like all of this affects individuals.
Yeah. If you guys have any questions as it relates to some of these things as we go through it in regards to the show cause penalties, some of the ASU violations, feel free to throw it in the chat and we'll answer it if we can. I do want to ask a question again before we get to the rest of the show cause penalties following those ASU assistants. It's a question that I posed on Twitter last night.
Okay.
Herm Edwards, after the Eastern Michigan loss, he was given $4.4 million to no longer be the Arizona State coach.
That must be so nice.
Right. This is obviously before the entire investigation had concluded. Now he was back at ESPN, nearly $4.5 million richer after being a mid-level coach and putting this program into some shitty shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to have seen that $4.4 million go?
Literally anywhere else. Literally anywhere else. Like, I don't know, like, build a park. That would have been more productive for the community than giving it to Herm Edwards. Like, obviously the right answer is reinvesting in the athletics program, because that's something that ASU just doesn't do, whether it's football or basketball or anything, put it towards a renovation. I don't know.
That'd be nice, right?
But it should not be going in Herm Edwards' pockets. That's the last place that it should go. Herman Edwards gets to pay for his vacation home when he takes a break from his broadcasting duties with the $4.4 million that Michael Crow, like, literally threw at him on the way out. Please take it. Please, you're not at fault. This was all everybody else's fault. Herm, let's pay
victim.
You.
You're a victim. Let's get to, there are some, so like I said, I posted this to Twitter last night, and there were some people that had some really good comments. Res Devil said the amount of grass and greenery this could build for a proper tailgating area would be absolutely amazing for football games.
D-Brem81 says free beer at football games.
Lobo Jangles, handrails in the basketball arena.
How about a new basketball arena?
Literally anything.
The bare minimum.
Just anything. Just handrails, cup holders. I don't know. It's something like the bare minimum.
Up the Hill Sports with a good one. To our swim coach, Bob Bowman. Right, the swim and dive coach who won a national championship. Who
I like my boy, my boy
leaving.
Herb though.
Still
Herb. Herb. I like saying Herb.
Bob is and was the best swim and dive coach in the nation.
Yes, I agree.
Ras Josh, Bobby Hurley's recruiting budget.
See,
obviously,
that is something that you could take that from 100K, just bump it up to 750K, and you still have multi millions of dollars to go.
Somebody said an offensive line. directly to football NIL is a lot of these.
I mean, directly to football NIL is like the easiest, like 1 + 1 = 2.
I don't know, though, if a university can spend that money.
Not yet, but there was a law passed in Virginia that said schools can now do direct NIL deals and direct pay to players.
That's great.
And that's something that probably could go and become national. Like $4.4 million, maybe not directly ASU sign somebody in NIL because that's not legal right now. Lord knows we need to follow all of the rules extensively for a long period of time.
Yeah.
But just investing in that football program, like it
in any way.
In any way, because you're giving Kenny an awful hand to play with, and he's doing a great job. Great job playing with it. But if you gave him a better hand, we would still be farther along. But a tailgating area is good. I like that. That's unique. Basically same thing said, build a park, you know, build a tailgating park.
Some nice renovations to the, what's it called? DFA. And honestly, I would be more so, let's split the money, right? If we're doing this years ago.
Let's give the money to Anthony Totri.
I mean, you can give me, I'll hold a dollar.
I'll take some of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's I
just give me a cool 300.
I didn't get paid for 4 weeks of teaching at Cronkite, so if I could get like just send a little bit of it over.
Blame Crow for that one. Blame Crow for that one.
We always blame Crow.
Split half, maybe Trisha Ford, that you're able to retain your softball coach from a few years ago.
It's fair.
And then the
retain
other half,
all the coaches that have left.
Yeah. Yeah. The coaches getting money elsewhere. But yeah, definitely, again, if you're watching this back, leave it in the comments. Just what you think ASU should have spent that $4.4 million on. Let's go ahead and get through some of the rest of these show cause penalties, and then we'll talk about the one, the only, Regina Jackson. So, Derek Hagan, son of a legend.
Jeez.
He got 10 years.
Dude.
10 years.
The biggest one.
Show cause penalty. Failure to fully cooperate. How do we feel about that? There was somebody earlier in the chat that said, Derek Hagan, this one really sucks and hurts because it impacts his legacy as a Sun Devil wide receiver. Which he was one of the best wide receivers in Sun Devil history.
Yeah, no, okay, that's not up for debate. I don't know if this tarnishes his legacy. I think it's now something that has to be brought up. And before it was not something that had to be brought up, yeah. Obviously. It sucks, but yeah. I think that once he's going to be out of sight, out of mind, which he has to be for the next 10 years, basically, people aren't going to care as much. But that one definitely stung. And the failure to fully cooperate for a couple of these guys makes me think, exactly what did they fail to cooperate with?
Maybe in terms of interviews.
Well, right. Like, did they just not think that this was like a big deal?
Maybe they just
like,
didn't
was
wanna,
that just the general vibe
it's
around the program?
It's also like, maybe they didn't want to snitch.
Yeah, maybe.
Because that's real. That's a real thing.
Yeah, I guess. I guess, yeah, maybe not wanting to snitch. But I mean, at that point, dude, like, you're all screwed.
But still, at the end of the day, right? Like, that's, I mean, You got to think about it like that. These are guys, Derek Hagan, for example, a dude that played football, his sports, his whole life, right?
Mm-hmm.
About a brotherhood, about that type of stuff, relationships. I get this is a different situation entirely, right? But like, you're somebody that's played sports your entire life. You understand that mantra, that way of living.
Oh, listen, I'm anti-snitching unless it's against Herm Edwards. Then you can do whatever you want, man. Then
snitch,
you can do whatever
snitch,
you want.
Man. Snitch. Is a snitch.
But yeah, I mean, that one definitely hurts the most because out of all the names, he's the one that kind of pops out the most besides Herm Edwards. And he got the biggest penalty.
Yeah.
As well.
Couple other ones. You got Robert Rodriguez, 8 years. He's also failure to fully cooperate. Eric Bowman, 8 years, failure to fully cooperate. Interesting, though, that those three are the ones with the most, right? The highest show cause penalties, yeah. And all three of which, failure to cooperate, makes me wonder what that would do if they did decide to cooperate with these investigations.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, they're the only three who didn't fully cooperate. It's not like the whole snitching thing or whatever, I guess, but like, if that was the vibe and everybody was just solid and tight together, wouldn't everybody have a failure to cooperate? But like Herm, Chris Hawkins, Prenton Skills, Zach Hill, like, they all don't have a failure to cooperate in there, which means that they were fully forthcoming with everything that was happening. And at a certain point, like, you just gotta give up, man.
Yeah,
like, you gotta stop fighting for something that was just so genuinely wrong. Like, there's no point to that.
Joe in the chat, what happened to, also, where is Adam Brenneman? Was he let go incorrectly, or did he just cooperate? So from my understanding, he wasn't slapped with any of these show cause penalties, and I believe him and Zach Hill left around the same time,
and Hill got a pretty low punishment.
Yeah, so a part of the article, former tight ends coach Adam Brenneman resigned the same month in January of 2022 and moves related to that NCAA case. Again, from what we can tell, he wasn't slapped with a show cause penalty. A really young coach. I know he is a well-liked uh-huh. guy amongst players. But yeah, do you have anything else on that?
No, I mean, there's not too much to say about this stuff besides what a show cause penalty is and just laying out the facts. I'm just glad this is all getting out there.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we are, like, we are 95% of the way through just moving on from this bullshit. And that is a blessing in itself.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Prentice Gill, 5 years show cause. Chris Hawkins, 4 years. Limited. Zach Hill, 3 years. Limited. Zach Hill is another interesting one. He was just the head coach for Saguaro
Yeah.
So he's no longer the head coach at Saguaro. I believe he's moved on to a different position somewhere else. But clearly in college football, that wouldn't necessarily be the greatest move for Zach or whatever institution would decide to take that on. Let's go ahead. Let's talk about, or we'll skim through. So Antonio Pierce and Anthony Garnett, those are the two individuals, again, according to Chris Cartman, a Sun Devil source, that they are still kind of waiting out the punishments on this whole thing. Antonio Pierce is believed to be contesting one or more of the extensive allegations made against him. He is the top of, he's the head of the snake when it comes to these.
He is the alleged ringleader in all of this.
And then Anthony Garnett, also going to have his case heard separately by the Committee on Infractions. Doesn't sound like the entire findings or details of the individual punishments outlined. So we will see as it relates to Anthony Garnett and Antonio Pierce down the line. Antonio Pierce, I can't imagine him going back to college football.
Not when you're the head coach of the Raiders.
Anytime soon.
Yeah, no.
But it will be interesting. It will be interesting now to see if Antonio Pierce does make a move to go get Jaden Daniels, because we know their relationship.
Well, right.
And let's go ahead. Let's start talking about Regina Jackson. So this is, again, according to the article. And if you're an Arizona State fan through and through, then you've heard of Regina Jackson. You know of just the situation with her at Arizona State, Herm Edwards and Antonio Pierce, et cetera. So Arizona State has to disassociate with Regina Jackson for 5 years.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't think that was going to ever be a problem anyways, right? Obviously, Jaden Daniels finishing his career at LSU. But Regina Jackson, who is Jaden Daniels' mother, is alleged to have paid for flights and lodging for ASU recruits who impermissibly visited during the period in which it was not allowed. Yeah. How do we feel about it?
Again, it is what it is. We all kind of knew that this was going on. We knew that she was involved in this. And I mean, it wasn't exactly like, it wasn't the most shocking news, but it was still something that when I read it out on my timeline, I was like, Oh, yeah, that happened. And for people going out and saying, like, this was intentionally put out there to hurt Jaden Daniels' draft stock or anything like that.
That's
like,
so stupid.
Like, get a life. That's just, who on earth would do that to tank Jaden Daniels' draft stock? And what NFL team would be like, you know what?
His mom did this.
It's over. Because guess what?
Draft him.
It probably made Antonio Pierce more likely to trade up for him, which increased his draft stock in the NFL. So I don't know. Like, I don't have massive takes on this stuff, if that makes sense. Like, it's just like, yeah, she broke the rules. She was very much involved in what was going on here, and now she can't be associated with the program for 5 years.
Oh my gosh.
When she was never going to be associated again.
Some of the comments, D Brem, Joe in the chat. I'm sorry, yeah. Ms. Jackson, you weren't for real. Oh my goodness. Look, the one thing I'll say about Regina Jackson, Jaden Daniels' mother, and really, it just, her involvement in this really just, again, is a testament to how incompetent Herm Edwards and the staff was to involve, you know, exterior individuals, people outside of the program. I know her son was obviously at Arizona State, but why are we involving
right? Why is
mother?
She paying for flights and lodging for recruits? And again, it just goes to show that either the level of a blind eye turned towards the rules, which is dumb.
I don't even think it was a blind eye.
Or
it was
just
like
the pure incompetence.
It was total and utter disrespect for the rules.
Right. Which I think also goes hand in hand with just incompetence on, like, none of them when they were doing this ever thought that all of this would happen to them. They thought, oh, we're going to be fine. And then to include players' parents in on this, like,
and she's not like, she's no angel. Okay.
She knew what she was doing. She wasn't like held up at gunpoint and saying pay for the flights. Like, she was involved. Obviously, she got a punishment. And if you want to hear our words on just the incompetence of the entire era that was Herm Edwards, that was Ray Anderson, you can go to the end of yesterday's show or 2 days ago. You can go to our entire show. There's not really much meat left on that bone besides saying, this continues to prove what an absolute massive failure the Herm Edwards era was at ASU. And it's not because it wasn't Herm's fault. There were a lot of people who broke rules, obviously. There were a lot of people who were at fault. Herm Edwards is a massive part of it, if not the biggest part of it, because he empowered everybody to do so. And then Michael Crow as well.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
So with all this coming out, Herm agreeing to the show cause, right? Everybody knew Herm was really involved. Michael Crow went on the radio.
It's Herm admitting. It is Herm Edwards admitting that he is at fault.
Involvement. Yes. Right. And President Michael Crow had been on the radio and, you know, was asked about it and, you know, completely said pretty much from what I can remember that Herm was, he did not ask them to do these things.
Part of the quote
not
is,
things he was a part of.
He told local radio station here, these things he did not ask them to do. These are not things he was a part of.
Which is blatant bullshit.
And this is, like, this is in February of 2022. And so either Michael Crow knew what was going on, but didn't understand that this, what's happening today, would happen, goes out to the public and says, who knows? It's not his fault. Or he's so out of the loop on university athletics that he actually believed that to be the truth.
There's no way.
Either way,
he's such a smart individual.
It is either way. He's an incredibly smart individual, but he doesn't give a shit about sports. No matter what he wants to say, his track record proves otherwise. So is he a smart guy? Absolutely. Would I be shocked if he just gets Ralph in the chat going, called him Lykel Crow? Lykel Crow. Sorry, that distracted my train of thought. But hi, Ralph. But anyway, like, he is either only getting updated from somebody who he can't trust in the sports department and having absolutely no, like, thought in his mind to double check or to figure shit out, or he's just a liar.
Yeah.
Either way, he's dumb. Like, when it comes to this situation.
Look, I think, and I don't think this should be the case, given the situation, given the way that Herm was let go, Michael Crow should have to sit in front of the Arizona Board of Regents and answer for paying Herm Edwards $4.4 million to leave.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Knowing that this investigation was ongoing. And again, to your point, either being just out of the loop or blatantly lying on public airwaves.
Either way, it's an indictment. It's an indictment on his job and his ability to lead correctly. And there's absolutely no doubt of what he's done or academically for the school, right? Yeah. Which means he's not going to get fired for this. Rudy in the chat says he's probably going to get just a slap on the wrist from the Board of Regents, and nothing's going to happen if he does. That is probably true.
Yeah, because he's got the entire Arizona Board of Regents in his pocket.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, like, from where they're sitting, like, athletics is not their number one priority either. And I know it's, like, different for us two sitting here and people in the chat and everything like that. But at the same time, like, it's embarrassing, and it's a bad look.
It's a horrendous look.
And if it just continues and it doesn't get better, you're doing yourself a disservice. You're doing the state a disservice. Like, this could be revenue money. Like, this could be money reinvested into academics if you want it, Michael Crow. But he just doesn't see that vision, and he doesn't seem to care, or he's just not involved enough to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, ASU fans. There's nothing you can do about it. He's not going anywhere unless he decides to go anywhere. And I promise you, he is not deciding to go anywhere.
There was a report I saw that had like a just, I imagine it was just a rough timeline or a guess that they had Crow retiring in like 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, bro, if he retired in 2 to 3 years, everybody would lose their shit.
Yeah.
ASU fans would throw parties. Mill Ave would be decorated with Michael Crow, like, see you later, goodbye cards type shit.
I mean, you know where I would party?
Gila.
Gila River Resorts and
Casinos.
Fair.
That's fair.
Because, quite frankly, Toe Tree, it's like the exact opposite of Michael Crow and Ray Anderson and Herm Edwards when it comes to ASU athletics. Because nobody does it better than Gila River Resorts and Casinos. And that's true, and we can back it up. You want to know? Oh, Eric, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Come to Wild Horse Pass tomorrow. NFL Draft Party extravaganza with our Cardinals
extravaganza
crew. Their show is going to be live. We're holding the line. Marv at 4. Or you can just come on Friday. As the Phoenix Suns continue to break everybody's heart, you might as well get your heart broke with a group of Suns fans and make it a little bit easier. That's back-to-back days. Back-to-back days at Wild Horse Pass out there at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. And if you can't make it over the next 2 days, don't worry, they still have a lot for you, whether it's a live table games, their blackjack, their slot machines, everything like that, not to mention Arizona's largest casino sportsbook. All of that at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Plus, if you want a little staycation, chill by the pool, get a slice of pizza, have a steak dinner, go get some Asian fusion food. I mean, they really have everything for you, along with concerts and shows and everything of that matter. Truly, nobody does it better than Gila River Resorts and Casinos. And remember, at the end of the day, you do you. So if you just want to show up for a watch party and you don't want to, you know, go to their gaming floor and you don't want to, you know, go to their sports book or have any food, you're still doing you. If you don't want to come to the watch party, but you just want to go because you want to have a little staycation, that's up to you. And you can have all of that. It's all on the table at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Visit playatgila.com for more details.
Hey, you mentioned that sports book. That's our friends over at BetMGM.
Damn right.
They're helping you make money with every single offer under the sun, including their newest MLB Grand Slam jackpot. It's a weekly bet and get promotion where you guys place a $10 or more wager on any player to hit a home run every weekend, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, of course. If the player hits a grand slam on that day, they can win the $50,000 daily prize or a share of the prize with every other winning bettor. For example, if a customer bets on Aaron Judge to hit a home run, right, against Houston, if Judge hits a grand slam along with 9 other customers, each of you guys are going to walk away with $5,000 cash in addition to your bet winnings. That sounds like a win to me. And if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, you still can. And download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android or visit BetMGM.com. Sign up and deposit at least $10 into your BetMGM Sportsbook account and place your first wager and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if the bet loses. And if the bet does lose, your bonus bets will be available once your initial wager is settled. One more time for everybody in the back. Sign up for BetMGM and use that bonus code PHNX. Place your first BetMGM Sportsbook wager through BetMGM Sportsbook mobile app for at least $10. You guys are going to receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if the bet loses. Check out the show notes for full details. And Allison and Shane talk about the disclaimer.
Bonus bets expire in 7 days. One new customer offer only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY 467-369 New York. Call 1-800-327-5050 Massachusetts. 21 plus only. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP Arizona. 1-800-BETS-OFF-IOWA. 1-800-981-0023 Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Bonus bets are non-withdrawable. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in New York, Nevada, North Carolina, Ontario, or Puerto Rico.
Good stuff, Puerto Rico. I'm just kidding. I love Puerto Rico. If you guys are in here right now, make sure you hit that like button. I appreciate all of you in here right now, no matter what school you support or you attend. We would appreciate if you hit that like button. And like Totri said, if you're listening, giving us 5 stars on whatever app you are listening to us on. Can we move on, please?
Yeah, you want to talk about what's going on now?
Please.
We can talk about current stuff.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Just take a deep breath. Let it out. Good job. Good job.
Okay, I'm good. I'm good.
Good. You're okay. It's a great day to be alive, right? Look, Kenny Dillingham, the Arizona State Sun Devils, they were back at practice today, wrapped up the second to last practice of the ASU spring session, the last practice ahead of the spring game. And my goodness, I know there's a lot of people excited to get out to the spring game. Before we get into all things that's going to take place on Friday, just... This is an interesting point for Arizona State, right? Because you talk about the growth recruiting-wise. You talk about the quarterback situation, the tight end situation, the wide receiver situation. Arizona State, the roster in and of itself, I think is in a better place than maybe some would like to think, right? I was having this conversation, and while we've got some Arizona fans in the chat, right? I was talking with somebody out there on the field today just in terms of the upcoming schedule. Arizona's roster versus Arizona State's right now. I know the Arizona Wildcats are dealing with a lot of offensive line injuries. I know T-Max will go and he's got a walking boot on right now. So it's not, you know, the greatest thing. But one thing I do want to talk about in terms of recruits at ASU versus recruits at U of A, right? We see the excitement. We see the way that it's trending in the right direction. And some of the things that I've heard down in Tucson is they get some blue chip recruits from the state of Arizona to go down, visit Tucson. in the vibe from Brent Brennan and that staff is like, oh, it's awesome. It's awesome that you got here, right? That you made it, that you're visiting, that type of thing. And less of like, hey, we're going to close the deal with these guys. It's far more of like, oh my God, they're here. Guys are here. They came to Tucson. Look, versus at Arizona State, it's more of like, hey, we want you to be Sun Devils, man. Like, let's, you know what, you see what I'm saying here?
No, I get what you're saying. You have to carry yourself in a certain way. And I can't say I'm totally familiar with how Brent Brennan is operating.
Recruiting swag.
There,
that's what it is.
But if we're just talking about, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. When it comes to the recruiting numbers, like, it's not even close. Just for 2025, right? It's not even close. It's not even close to being close. Like, Arizona has one commit. One commit for 2025. Totri, that is not far away.
No, it's not.
That's not like, oh, it's a 2030. You only have one commit. No, it's 2025. So I get what you're saying. I don't have, obviously, intimate knowledge of what goes on down there. But from just the numbers alone, you can see that there's a little bit of a difference.
No, there is absolutely a difference. And again, I haven't been at Arizona's practices, but I've been to the Arizona State practices and I've seen the vibes. I've seen the energy. We talk specifically a little bit about the quarterback situation, which we do just about every single day. Levitt had a pretty good day in my estimation today. The team wrapped up practice a little bit earlier today. And a lot of that had to do in terms of what Kenny Dillingham had to say, just the guys holding themselves accountable. Right. Mm-hmm. Warm-ups were a little shaky this morning, just in terms of the energy, the crispness of it all. And at that point, there was a moment where Xavier Alford, starting safety for Arizona State, kind of brought everybody together after warm-ups and was like, hey, let's go. Like, let's take advantage of the day. Right. The second to last practice out here, you got spring game and then you're off. Right. Then it's entirely different moments. And that's something that Kenny was talking about just in terms of that's not something that this team was capable of looking itself in the mirror ahead of a practice or in the middle of practice and saying, you know what, like it's on us, it's on the team to change the vibe. And that's just, again, an entire spring, 365 days, the culture has changed.
Well, right. And I think this is the moment that when Kenny first started and he was saying everything, right, he's saying, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to be. It would always take some time to get there. And we're not at his end destination yet. But you are starting to see the program, the players, the coaches, and everything truly reflect what Coach Kenny wants.
Yeah.
What he believes in and what he thinks is going to be successful. And that's just, it's not something that happens overnight. But it is something that's happening rather quickly now. And so with that, I'm not going to go overboard and start changing like my prediction for, you know, how many games they're going to win, because also the roster can still look different between now and then. But it's more like confirmation, right? Because before it was almost a little bit of blind faith in Kenny, where you're like, I like the vibe. I like what he's saying. I like what he puts in. I believe that it's going to work. But now you see players talking this way, like recruits coming this way, transfer guys coming this way, coaches like Hines Ward coming over here. There's no chance in hell that Hines Ward would even consider coming here if it wasn't for Kenny Dillingham.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of seeing everything start to, the roots, right? The roots have been planted and now they're starting to grow a little bit. And it's not full.
Yeah.
But it's growing a little bit.
Yeah. Ralph in the chat about to be catching fish at Pike's Market.
He's talking about UVA's offensive line catching a moving to Seattle. The summer
items. One thing I will say is Arizona State's not totally out of the a couple. Jed Fish, he's interested in a couple Arizona State
sticky
signables.
Sticky little fingers.
So I know Elijah Badger went on a visit to Washington a couple days ago. There's also one other Sun Devil that I've been told Jed Fish and Washington are showing some serious interest to. But I'm going to leave that to our diehard Discord. I'll throw that in there after the chat, let you know which Sun Devil
is
interested in.
Just be a diehard.
Absolutely be a diehard. Head over to gophnx.com, click that diehard tab. You see everything that you are going to unlock when you become a PHNX diehard. But I do want to get to the spring game, what you hope to see from the Sun Devils. Before we even get to that, though, your guys' expectations for the spring game. This is what Kenny Dillingham had to say fans can expect to see Friday night.
Friday is going to be a little different, though. It's not just going to be a scrimmage. It's going to be a lot of competitions. We're going to have a punt competition. We're going to have you have to field a punt, O-lineman, D-lineman competition. We're going to have a kickoff competition, a field goal competition, special teams, one-on-one competitions. We're going to have a one-on-one battle where wideout versus DB, linebacker versus running back. And then we'll do a little bit of 11 on 11. But I think we got the majority of our work in. Now it's, you know, time to showcase some of the guys, like I told our leadership council, that don't always get to be on TV. You know, not all the guys that aren't always in every game on game day. It's time to showcase those guys and, you know, on the Pac-12 network for the last time, let those guys kind of be seen a little bit and let their parents see them, let their community see them, kind of go out there and be the face of it. Because I think, you know, we need every guy on our team to be bought in. So we're going to get those guys involved at a high level.
Man, that sounds like fun.
It's got me fun.
Like, yeah, not just a game, but the competition as well. And one of the things that I wanted to say, like, I wanted to see in the spring game was just that level of competition, that edge that guys play with, because it's not a real game. So you're not going to go, like, 100%. But you can tell when a team practices hard, and then when it gets time to actually play, like, a game, even if it's somewhat of a simulation game, they're, like, they're raring to go.
Yeah.
Right. But to also add in one-on-ones, field goal competition, special teams competition, like everything like that. Oh, you have to imagine the level of shit talk between those guys going into it is pretty high. I think you're going to get a rather electric Friday night.
It was fun to see Kenny split up the teams kind of a little bit today. So you got an offense and a defense are on the same team, offensive defense on the alternate team, and the energy, right? The energy of these guys are running through 11 on 11s or 7 on 7s. The quarterback throws an interception or throws a touchdown in the opposite team, obviously frustrated versus the sideline on your that's part of your team, obviously losing their mind. So you can already see the energy start to being built, which is a couple of days still, right? Yeah. It's something that's just going to be continued to be built up until you get to Friday night's practice, which is going to be a whole hell of a lot of fun. I know I'm excited for it. I'm really excited for a lot of the fans that, you know, didn't necessarily go to some of the open practices, mm-hmm. just to see a couple of these guys in what we've been saying throughout spring,
yeah.
right? A guy like Keith Abney, who had two interceptions today in today's practice, a kid that is just, you know, he's improving every single practice mm-hmm. this spring. And he's going to be a difference maker.
He's been a name season. That's come up like almost every single practice. It's like, hey, check out what Keith Abney's doing.
Yeah, he's doing a phenomenal job. Another guy, Jordan Tyson, right? ASU fans, they've heard a lot about Jordan Tyson. Now the expectations are raised with Elijah Badger gone.
Yeah, big time.
Like, now you're going to get to see Jordan Tyson out there and what he is capable of, which I think is certainly going to be exciting. You know, we talked earlier in the spring about Prince Dorba, Clayton Smith kind of beefing up. Cam Scadaboo thinning out, like you're going to be able to go see that and see what we've been trying to tell you. Sam Levitt, Trenton Bourget, some of these quarterbacks going yeah. back and forth. You're going to be able to see Sam Levitt's deep ball that he has that I know there a lot of fans are excited about. So it really is some of the freshmen, right? The new linebackers, the new DBs. Like if you're an ASU fan Friday night, Sunnyvale Stadium is where you need to be.
Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, we got a Suns game going on at the same time. I will be out at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. But if you're not out there,
fake
brother. but it is something that I'm pretty bummed I'm going to be missing out on. And I think there's a lot of collective excitement about this team because of the way that they're handling themselves and they're handling their business and they're approaching things. And I think it's easier to get excited by the way that they're doing that. I was looking forward to maybe seeing a little one-on-ones, a little action there. That's always my favorite drill to watch. So
I'll be out there. Shane will be out there.
You can take some videos for me.
It'll be good. I got you. I got you.
Don't tweet them. Just send them just to me.
I believe we're going to be doing a post spring game show. So definitely be on the lookout for that. One thing before we transition to our last topic today, Kenny Dillingham.
Yeah.
He followed a member of the PHNX staff today on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Do you know who it was?
I know from the chat.
He followed Mike Luke.
Interesting.
Followed PHNX Wildcats host Mike Luke. Anyone want to take any guesses as to why? Let's maybe wrong answers only here as to why Kenny Dillingham
because Kenny Dillingham loves being addressed by his full name every time somebody talks to him.
My guess was Kenny wanted to ask Mike about the taco or the Del Taco burger.
Maybe Kenny got a car stolen from him and now he needs some advice.
Danielle, any ideas as to why Kenny Dillingham follows Mike Luke on Twitter?
I've been trying to come up with something funny for a long time. I am just so like flabbergasted by this. Like, why of all the people? Listen. Hey, hold on. I love Mike Luke. He's a great guy. But of all people, why Mike Luke?
I think probably a part of it has to stem from he gets enjoyment from watching, like, just my, I get enjoyment from Mike Luke in some of his tweets that are just they're comedy to me sometimes. So I think that's probably what it is for Kenny.
He can follow me. I'd like to think I'm pretty funny on Twitter sometimes.
Do you follow Kenny?
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay, I was just asking.
taking offense to that. Of course I follow Dilly.
Yeah. Look, we got Brian in the chat because he has 6 times the live viewers as the Sun Devils podcast. Well, look, Brian, I'm going to tell you right now, one thing that you must have not learned as a kid was it's always quality over quantity. And we got some quality ASU fans in this chat day in, day out. So we're going to stand on business on that. You could take your however many viewers. It ain't always about how many you got. It's about the type of motherfuckers you got in the chat. And we got good ones.
I'm just going through Mike Luke's.
We got good ones.
We do. We have some incredible diehards as well. But I'm scrolling through Mike Luke's Twitter account. I'm just imagining Kenny scrolling through this.
Just like, what are we doing?
Like, maybe he's there for the Jeff Sims takes. I don't know.
It truly is incredible. It truly is incredible. I can't even imagine it. But regardless, you know what it is?
What?
I think Kenny must have read Mike Luke's Twitter feed and said, this guy, he's got to be on OGs. He's got to be high as shit.
Ken's a big OGs guy.
He's got to be. No, he just loves the fact that Mike Luke's high on OGs.
Mike Luke is maybe in my dream OGs rotation.
Really?
Just for a day.
Mike Luke and Kenny?
Mike Luke, Kenny, and Herm, just to get real crazy.
Just to get real weird.
Just to get
it.
Real crazy.
That'd be real weird. I think Saul would be a good one too in that group.
Yeah.
It'd be unique. But regardless, guys, OGs, they've launched 2 new products made with live rosin and RSO, the OGs Naturals and the Big OGs. OGs Naturals are vegan gummies made with live rosin, available in a sweet clementine flavor. So if you do have some dietary restrictions or you choose to be vegan, well, they've got some vegan gummies for you. Meanwhile, the Big OGs is exactly what it says. It's one of the company's most popular products. It is like, think of it like a pizza, right? Little pizza gummy.
Yeah.
10 slices. Little 10 slices up. Of 10 milligrams of THC each for a total of 100 milligrams of THC. They got 1,000,005 different flavors for you. To learn more about OGs gummies and where you can find them, head on over to OGsbrands.com. You got to be 21 plus to enjoy responsibly.
Man, I gotta be thinking about OGs and pizza, man. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I gotta work today.
I would love some pizza. You got me thinking. My tummy would not like pizza, but I would love some pizza.
You got some tummy troubles?
Oh, lactose intolerant, man.
That's fair.
You're new here, Eric. This is
no, I know. I thought I know.
I literally by tummy problems.
We had I think last summer we had Xavier Guillory on the show, and we were going over it, and he's just like, I told him I was lactose intolerant. He's like, just tolerate it, man. I was like, you know what? Honestly, X, you're right. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
You
know,
you got to grow up.
Yeah, that's.
You got to grow up.
I'll be better. You hear that?
We have another dream OGs rotation from Erica in the chat saying it's Short Bus, Toe Tree, Mike Luke, and Bobby Hurley.
That's
Bobby
a hell of
Hurley
a group.
And the OGs rotation would go crazy. That I can't lie. Crazy. I can't lie.
We could cook up an offense, the four of us. We could cook up a hell of an offense.
Or you could at least be like, hey, this is how we're going to recruit.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what we're doing.
Okay, listen. I do not have a good transition. So I'm not going to. Desert Financial Credit Union, baby. The official retail banking partner of Arizona State University and the official retail banking partner of Eric Ruby right here, because I've been using them my entire life since before I worked here when I was a wee little lad starting to save money. I used
Tony
Desert
still
Financial.
Thinks you are a wee little lad.
Yeah, listen, I talk to people in my life about this, how everybody thinks I'm like 12 at this company or like in the comments.
How old are you?
I'm 25. Mm. And everybody's just like, are you even able to drink yet? Are you even able to take an OGs? And like I tell my friends that, they're like, really? Like, really? Like, you don't look that young. I'm
you
like, I don't know what it is.
I see the
I mean,
scruff.
Dude, it's, we're not going to
I'll let you
scruff.
Finish your ad.
Okay. Desert Financial Credit Union, for more than 84 years, has been Arizona's largest and most trusted local credit union, dedicated to creating exceptional experiences by giving back to the community, aka me, and providing solutions that make lives better. But I'm not just the community. You're the community, too. And they want to give the community $200. I wish they ran this promotion when I opened up my free checking account with Desert Financial Credit Union, because your boy didn't get $200. But everybody listening right now can get $200 if you sign up. Just open a free checking account online. Get that $200 in your checking account. And on top of all of that, when you go to spend that money on Mill Ave, you can get one of three different ASU Visa debit card designs that you can choose from. Just go to desertfinancial.com/ASU to get started. And now I am afraid to look in the chat because I
called Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button. Listen, I take care of my skin. I'm fine looking young. I'm going to be like 45 looking 25.
Somebody,
it's cool.
Somebody in chat asking if the people of Arizona can sue Herm Edwards for breach of contract. No,
that'd be nice.
The people cannot sue Herm Edwards.
And then Shortbus says I aged 5 years by putting on a hat. My hair is pretty long right now.
Take your hat off.
No, thanks.
Come on, dude.
No, every time I've taken my hat off on this program, it has been like a month long.
Do you think it makes you look older or younger?
If I have an actual like, nah, no, I think it makes me look younger. I think the long hair makes me look younger.
Okay, so, but I see the scruff. You got scruff. If you let it grow, like what is
the
it?
The beard?
Does it, like, what does it grow into?
It's not a toe tree beard.
Well, it doesn't need to be
it's not a toe tree beard. It's not totally.
We got
beard.
Different genetics. Our families are from different places.
Wait, hold up. We're not.
we're not related. We're not related.
Wait, what?
Mm-mm. Oh, sorry,
that's,
man.
That's news to me.
Sorry.
What do you mean? What happens? Hair grows. I don't.
Yeah, but like, what does it look? Do you have photos? Do we have photos of a full Eric beard?
No, I haven't. I haven't grown that out because it's the awkward in between stage. Looks so bad. It looks so bad. That I've never gotten.
Have you thought about? So you, I would
have looked. Thought about.
I've never really stared at your face like this before.
Jesus,
but
man.
Like, look at me. So you got a lot of the beard like chin that we got going here, but you don't have like I don't know if I've ever seen anybody that there's zero mustache involved.
Oh yeah, so you want to hear some fun fact about me? Erica says you guys aren't brothers. Fun fact about me is I was actually born a blonde. And then my hair grew in.
You're gonna say you were born with a mustache.
Grew in brown.
Huh.
And so like half of my facial hair is kind of blonde, including the mustache. So it doesn't look like there's much growing.
There's nothing there, dude.
It doesn't look like there's as much grown because it's blonde than around here. But the mustache is definitely the farthest behind.
Okay.
I feel very put on the spot right now.
We're just analyzing.
We're analyzing my face.
Your
we
facial hair.
Austin Nunez.
We can. We can. I mean, there's not much to analyze.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I would actually probably rather analyze my face.
Former Arizona State Sun Devil Austin Nunez is back in the transfer portal. He was an Arizona State Sun Devil not last year, but the year before as a true freshman. Started in two games, played in 28 as a Sun Devil. Averaged 4.5 points per game. Shot actually a team best 37.7% from three, averaged a board, dished out 24 assists on the year, scored a career high 15 points against number 20 Michigan when ASU had a massive monster win over the Wolverines a couple years back. Then he transferred to Ole Miss, appeared in 30 games, averaged just 6 minutes per game, finished with a total of 21 points, 14 boards, and 7 assists on the season. His best game of the year. Dished out a season high 4 assists against UCF in under 17 minutes of action. He's back in the portal. And the reason we bring this up is because he's got a do not contact tag, which means he already has an idea of where he is going to end up. He knows his destination school. From what I saw, it will be a school out west. From everything I've heard, don't be surprised if he is going to return to Arizona State in Bobby Hurley's squad.
I mean, sure. 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 I mean, this isn't exactly, I ain't going to do backflips.
No backflips?
I mean, I guess, I don't want to say he'll take anybody, but it's not exactly like he was incredible last year. But, you know, who was that? It was like a football player who played at USC for 3 years and then transferred to UCLA and then
transferred back
to USA, yeah. USC and said, my bad, I was tripping.
Yeah.
That's basically what's going on here.
I'm back graphic.
Yeah, like, I'm back. I'll take it. Like, if you want to come back here and you think you can have a better career here, but when I saw this news, I was like, cool.
Does it move the needle for you at all?
No. What? No. No.
Where I ask Shane this all the time when we talk basketball. Where are you at with the roster right now?
I'm just in wait and
see. 1 to 10. 1 to 10. 10 being
1 to 10.
10 being I'm so happy. This roster 11. Is so great.
11. No.
Stop it.
Like a 3.
A 3? What would a 3 be? 3's like, ah. Is there anybody that you could get now in the portal to where it'd be like, oh my God.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what. Alston Mason, who we got. That I forgot about him. So bump me up to 5.
Ooh, we're at a 5.
I really like him. I really like him. I don't think I was on the show that we got to talk about him when he actually
crush on him?
Signed. No, a basketball crush. Yes. But when Shane and I were filling in for you, we talked about him and the potential of him coming to ASU, and that dude's a bucket.
He is a bucket.
And he can shoot from deep. He is basically like DJ Horn 2.0. He has me really excited. He's going to be a hub of offense that this team definitely needs. So I forgot about him. I'll land at a five. Austin Nunez does absolutely nothing for me.
I'm really interested. As of right now. I'm really interested if they do bring back Austin Nunez. I assume he'd be a starter. I would be really, really intrigued by that idea, especially because you have a guy. It's not like the USC thing because that guy left for a rival.
Yeah.
But to go play Ole Miss, then come back, it would be incredibly – it'd be such a unique situation for Bobby Hurley.
Yeah.
I'm interested at that relationship. I imagine it's good. It's fine if he's considering coming back. Again, if he's considering coming right. back to Arizona State. It's just a unique situation to have somebody play for you that you recruited, then leave, and then be like, right. hey, the grass wasn't greener. Can
it
I come home?
I mean, it can happen, though. That's the modern day. That's the modern day. College athletics. Maybe the grass isn't always greener. Maybe you go somewhere, it doesn't work out, and you're like, you know what? I had it nice back then. And I guess overall, it's a good thing that a player that left the program still views the program in a positive enough light to come back. And SB, short bus in the chat, says he liked Nunez. It's not that I didn't like Nunez or that I don't think that he's a fine basketball player, but he's not a needle mover for me. And so it's not like I see him, you know, possibly coming back to ASU and I'm ready to flip a table. You know, but I'm glad that ASU was still good enough to be considered, even though he decided to leave.
Yeah. Drop us in the chat. Isn't he bigger now? 6'2". I haven't seen anything in regards to like
250.
Him like beefing up at all or anything. But he had his moments while he was at ASU. Obviously, game against Michigan, it would be interesting. And Arizona State is in need of a true point guard at this point. So it certainly is an option for Bobby Hurley and company. Just interested to see if it actually comes to light. But guys, that is going to do it for today's episode. On the way out, again, if you haven't already, do us one solid. Hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button. If you've been with us from start to finish, leave a 5-star review. Let us know what you think about the podcast. You can follow the show at PHNX_Sondovs. You can follow me at Anthony_Toach. You can follow this guy right here at Eric Ruby. That is Eric with a K. And you can follow DJ Danielle at Abracadanielle across social media. Guys, we will be back live on Thursday at noon. But in the meantime, go Devils and peace.